the Public Lands Podcast. This is our year in review episode. I'm your host today and the executive producer of the podcast, Mark Pedalty. Today I'll be reviewing where we've been in the podcast in order to lead us into 2020, when a large group of guest reporters and producers is slated to bring even more of the nation and the world to the Public Lands Podcast. More importantly, we'll take a brief look back at trends in public land stewardship, policy, and culture over the past year. First, a few notes in regard to the past life of the podcast and our big plans for 2020. The Public Lands Podcast started on January 16, 2017, with an interview from the Hanford Reach Museum in the Tri-Cities of Washington State. From the outset, the goal of the podcast was to fulfill the University of Minnesota's public land grant mission by providing information about public lands and the role that they play in our lives, and in return, is about how we steward public lands for future generations and communities, human and otherwise. That is also a matter of justice, given that these are the unceded territories of First Nations, and that the land, air, and water belongs to everyone. Therefore, public land issues are also questions of environmental equity and justice. This year, the podcast kicked off on Earth Day at Saltwater State Park in Washington State. Every week since then, up until Thanksgiving, a podcast has been posted. Other than occasional public land policy and news roundups, each of these podcasts has featured an event or interview with a guest steward. That sets the table for 2020, when Hadley Nellis will take over as producer so that I can focus on the executive producer's role. By March, we'll begin hearing reports from guest reporters that bring more parts of the nation, continent, and world to our doorstep, as we learn more about what is going on in our public lands, in the world of public land stewardship, and related environmental sciences, policy, and the environmental arts. As for what we learned in 2019, a few trends to review and examine as they relate to ongoing developments and the future. The most obvious story out of the United States for 2019 was the continued privatization of public lands. This has taken three main forms: the outright removal of lands from public ownership, the defunding of the parks, preserves, and environmental protections, and the transformation of the remaining public lands to generators of revenue for private businesses. You've heard about examples of that all year on the podcast, including the more dramatic story of the Trump administration's executive order to remove 85% of Bears Ears National Monument from public protection and access. Just one of many such decisions that has received far less attention than other administrative initiatives, yet might have far longer and irreversible consequences. The executive order against Bears Ears ended protections for many archaeological, religious, and ecologically sensitive sites within the 1.35 million acres of the original monument. As for privatizing the remaining lands and waterways, there's a push by the current administration to make even our national parks less public and more of a place for private exploitation. Alexander Nazarian of Yahoo News reported that a memo from the Trump's administration subcommittee on recreation enhancement through reorganization recommended that national parks campgrounds currently operated by the National Park Service be privatized. That would include private concessions using market pricing to sell what are they are calling offered options in the parks, such as food trucks and equipment rental, and to limit senior discounts for camping. Other plans that were floated including increasing cell service and internet options throughout the parks. Generally, this is in line with the libertarian belief that private organizations, no matter how large, and the market, no matter how controlled by such organizations, provide a better public good than do public institutions, no matter how democratic. Ultimately, publicly owned lands, universities, and public entities in general are viewed as anathema to that philosophy and single-minded profit motive. And so, having an unexploited resource such as oil deposits underneath public lands has bothered those who believe that private companies should gain more concessions to drilling, mining, and ultimately owning that natural heritage. Here in Minnesota, that fight has taken the form of thus far failed resistance to the sulfide mining around the edges of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, a plan that seems to be on track despite significant public and local governmental resistance. That issue will no doubt be on the agenda of the Public Lands Podcast in 2020, as will many other like it. However, the Public Lands Podcast is more about what groups like Save the Boundary Waters are doing to steward and public and protect public lands and the commons than is about decrying what we have lost and or stand to lose. That is not just a matter of environmental science and policy, but also public culture and the environmental arts. For example, this past year, we saw how environmentalist and participatory music can and does play a role in environmental organizing to protect and promote public lands. Proactive, collective action has led to the tradition of democratic public ownership and access that we have in the United States, and that people enjoy to varying degrees around the world, some more, some less. In 2020, we will highlight many more of those efforts and stories as the Public Lands Podcast becomes more and more directly part of a program and course of study here at the University of Minnesota that has thus far only intersected with sporadically, yet it has done so in promising ways that lead us to believe that even better things are yet to come. So please do return late January 2020 to download and listen as the Public Lands Podcast grows, evolves, and diversifies throughout the new decade to connect all of us to our commons. Until then, have a wonderful holiday season, and may you get out to experience a park, river, lake, or refuge near you.